For some medical marijuana cardholders in Nevada, it's legal to grow their own cannabis. For example, it's permitted if the strain a patient needs isn't available or if they live 25 miles or more from a dispensary. One Northern Nevada resident takes Reno Public Radio's On Gray on a tour of her greenhouse. To protect her privacy, Diane asked us to use only her first name. On a spring day, as she's watering her flowers among her scampering goats and chickens, she shares this story.
I have a whole bunch of chronic pain associated with musculoskeletal injuries that I got in various situations. And I was pretty much a zombie on muscle relaxants and pain medications and couldn't wake up in the morning. I felt groggy. You know, I still had pain. I would not sleep through the night because the pain medications wouldn't last that long. So serendipitously, someone gave my husband some marijuana brownies because they were Pilot and they couldn't use them. So they sat in my freezer for a long time. And then one night when I was really, really suffering pain-wise, I just had a brownie and slept the whole night and woke up without a hangover. Then because I slept, my perception of pain was different. Even though I walk around in chronic pain, because you sleep and get a good night's sleep, it doesn't feel like you're in as much pain. And I think actually the restfulness and being able to rest actually helped me heal as much as I think I'm going to heal, because it's been 3 years. I'm an absolute convert. There's just nothing else that works for me like this, where I can use it at night, just sleep, get up in the morning, and function like a human being. And, you know, the brownies were horrible because they had that refrigerator taste to them. And I couldn't stand it. And so then I made the effort to get my medical marijuana card here in the state of Nevada. And having the greenhouse, I grew my first batch. You know, then I fumbled around with how to process it because I don't smoke it because I have asthma. Then finally got a batch figured out. And I have brownies now that I use a little bit every night. And that's it. And I actually swallow the brownies down like a pill because no matter how much chocolate you put in there, you can't mask that flavor. It's not pleasant. And I don't really like the feelings that I get. That's why I try to time it so that I'm asleep, because I don't really like to be stoned. It's not really a fun thing for me. And it concerns me, just like with narcotics, it concerns me if I have to wake up and do something. I think there's a lot of dogma associated with marijuana that's been perpetuated for various reasons. And my personal opinion is I'd like to see some real evidence both ways. If there is real true evidence, let's get it out there. Let's solidify what it truly is going on. But without any real research, then you don't know. It's all just conjecture. And like I said, it's mostly hyperbole. I think both sides of it too. You know, I'm not going to say that the people who are against marijuana are the only ones guilty of hyperbole. I think both sides of the coin. There's people going, it's fine, there's no evidence. You know, but there is evidence that there's some long-term effects that probably we should be aware of. You also get these people who refuse, like I have friends who refuse to talk to me because I'm a pothead. And that's confusing, and that's leftover rhetoric based on the war on drugs, which I think it'll take a long time to get over. My mother says, I can't believe you're using the marijuana. You know, are you going to use heroin next? I mean, she's an anachronism. She's basically living from a different period. But, you know, she believes that if you use marijuana, eventually you're going to use heroin. That's just the road you take. And so it doesn't bother me. What does worry me more is the U.S. Attorney General being such an antagonist to marijuana. It kind of worries me a little bit because I really don't want to be a criminal. I mean, I'm a federal criminal. And it's the only thing so far that I can get medically that helps me. And I don't know how else to rectify that. So, you know, I'm basically a criminal for just not wanting to be in pain. So it worries me to death to think that maybe one day someone's going to knock on my door and arrest this grandmother of four and take her to jail because she just wanted to sleep at night.